it went back through and looked at the tape. I thought good win against a tough team. We knew this was going to be an all-day fight, and it certainly was. Our crowd was into it the whole day, and, man, we appreciate that. I thought after looking at it, our team is growing. There's lots of areas for us to improve upon, but we clearly demonstrate how hard we want to play for one another. That totally showed up, their toughness, their resiliency. That was evident. So we've made improvements over the last 3 weeks, and that's what we're intent on doing again, getting right back to work this week, going against another tough opponent. So that's where our intent is, and that's what we'll do. So injury-wise, Sean Weatherspoon had an injured Achilles, and so he'll be out, and that's tough news for us and for him. So a lot of guys that we have a lot of respect for and has done a really good job through the first part of the season. And with that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the game.
Are you hoping to get him back?
Well, likely, he just went and got his MRI today, but the injury looks serious, Led, and we won't know, you know, until the next day or two when he visits with the docs, but it doesn't look good, you know, for a return at this point.
As a defensive coach, how's it feel to be Coach Air Quinn?
Yeah, we're just getting started, honestly, in the season. The thing I can say is that we're making improvement in a lot of areas. Over the last couple of weeks, the run game having a big effect, and then this pass game, certainly having the explosives in the pass game, has been a real factor. You know, that to me is when the balance really comes to life. When you can run it, and then the play action's there, when you have the ability to, you know, step back and they're waiting for a play action and the run, having that balance, that's what makes it so hard. And I've been pleased with the guys in that way.
Coach, can you go back to the linebacker situation?
Sure.
And talk about how you plan to address depth there? What about the injuries with Warlow and Devondre? When might you expect them back? Do you need to sign some linebackers? You know, what are you looking
at? Sure, be glad to talk to you about the whole spot regarding linebackers. So Leroy Reynolds came in at inside linebacker, did a really good job, exactly like we thought he would do. As far as Paul and Devondre, both of them were running today. We won't know more until we really get into the week to see if they're able to contribute yet or they're still a week or two away. So as far as roster moves, you know, that's something that we'll look at, you know, today and tomorrow to get ready for the week.
Move anybody else inside?
We have versatility to do that at different spots. So, yeah, we'll look at that too.
Anybody in particular?
No, I won't share that with you today.
Okay.
I appreciate you trying.
More
outside led than inside. So that would not be one that we would think about moving into inside.
And then what about Deion's injury? How is he?
Yeah, so as we went through today, certainly better than he was last night, and then we'll take it all the way through Wednesday, walking around, moving today. But we're not sure yet until we get out and get working on Wednesday.
That's a calf, right?
Yep.
Okay.
What's the team situation with Tevin Coleman going to Denver in the high altitude with the sickle cell trait?
Sure, I understand the story there all the way back from 2007, I believe, with Ryan Clark, who had if I'm not mistaken, sickle cell anemia, which is different than sickle cell trait. And there's been a number of guys who've had sickle cell trait who've played in Denver, you know, over the last 9 years and certainly before then. So we fully intend on Tev playing and playing well.
Dan, coming into the year, a lot of people, myself included, wouldn't have thought a 3-1 start was possible. Is there any sense of fulfillment or even vindication that you guys have done better than many of the pundits expected?
No, we don't try to no offense taken, we don't try to allow the outside pundits or information to come inside our locker room. And the reason being is we just want to see how well we can play. So we don't take you know, the energy from an outside source to say, can we play better? Because everybody thought we couldn't. Honestly, we're just trying to see how well we can play and how much we can improve. So that's really where the focus is.
Coach, in the fourth quarter, the softer coverage, was that a scheme by design to sort of let keep things in front of you because they were able to move the ball?
Yeah, that part we thought we really played well in the third quarter. And then as it got into the fourth and some of the long drives and a couple of the explosive plays happened there. So just another example where we can do this better. And at the end of the first half, our 2-minute was better. And so we're not there yet. But some of it was a function of the coverage. Some of it was a function of us not playing it exactly like we'd like to. So probably a mixture of both.
Jalen Collins, getting him back today, his plan to get him ramped up and back into the competition?
Yeah, he's back you know, with the team today. He's done an excellent job, looked fit when he came back in today. We knew he'd put the work in from his time away from the team. It was difficult for him to be away from his guys who are battling for it. So we'll take it all the way through the week and see where he's at as we're getting ready for practice.
Dan, have you ever been around a team that had 3 drives of more than 90 yards in one game?
I don't know. They were long ones, and but to say I've been around one, I can't comment on that. But I thought, you know, what was really remarkable was some of the third down conversions. They weren't of the smaller variety. So when you have a third and long conversion and more than one of those in the game, those are the ones that are the drive extenders and made big plays. So I think one of Julio's long ones was a third and 17, if I'm not mistaken. To have those kind of drives continue, that's what made the third quarter work like it did. I thought we talked about resetting after the half, and the offense ended up going 99 drives and then backed up by a three and out by the defense. So those are the kind of ones when we're playing exactly the team ball like we like, where they have to go back out there again, that helps a bunch.
You also had a 90-plus yard drive where you didn't have a second down. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. We knew it was going to be hard, and it was one of those days, you know, where we had just some of the explosive plays that really kind of set it off for us to have the afternoon offensively that we did.
Last night, Chris Collinsworth said Matt Ryan is the league MVP. You agree with that?
I would say we are just getting started, honestly, and that's no deflection towards Matt or Chris's comment, but we're just through the first quarter of the season. And we got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to improve upon. And those discussions are better, you know, said at the end of the season, not at the beginning of them, in my opinion.
There's a tendency to break the season into quarters. And I know it's sure. Hard to kind of get any real evaluation done because you're so focused on what's coming up next. But have you had a chance to kind of just think over the first 4 weeks what's gone well and what really still needs to work at?
And I think it's still a good process to go through as you get through for a player to say these are the things over four games that in your game you're really doing well, and here's a couple of things that we think you can improve upon. So those checks that come up in each quarter, I think it's an important one for a player too to say these are the, you know, 100 plays or what have you, these are the things that we've seen you doing really well. So it's part of the self-scout that we do as well, you know, scheme-wise, offensively, defensively. So it is an important part of the process.
Coach, of the 503, what kind of job do you think the receivers did with the 181 of that was yards after catch? They weren't just going down.
I know Julio and this story is so much, it's such a big one, but there's some things that don't show up on the stat sheet about him. He's the backside player trying to cut off the safety on a run for Devontae. And it's plays like that when I think about him that clearly define the grit, the toughness that he plays with. So for him having a monster day, catching the ball, some of the things that don't show up on the stat sheet is how hard he wants to go. He was a backside player sprinting 45 yards across the field to try and get to the safety to have a long run by Devontae. So it's like that type of brotherhood, that type of connection that he has for his teammates that also kind of just demonstrates so much respect that the guys have for him.
We have two pass catchers at tight end, two pass catchers like J.B. Tammy and Austin Hooper. How does that affect the dynamic of your offense?
Well, you're leaving Levine out. I think he had a catch in there, didn't he? Did Levine have one? Not yesterday? Okay. Well, here's what spreading the ball, whether it's running back, tight end, receiver, defending the whole field is the biggest challenge for any defense. So when you have guys that can feature it in different ways, whether it's Jacob or the tight end, and how do you match up, that's where it comes into effect. If it's a matchup on a tight end and a running back and a wide receiver, those are hard matchups to find. And anytime you can create those matchups, that's a real challenge for the defense, especially when it gets to third down, you're trying to play tighter coverage or some man-to-man opportunities. Where do you put most of your help? And having those guys come through has allowed other players, you know, opportunities as well.
You all were consistently able to put pressure on Cam Dude. Have you seen how things have progressed now with your defense?
We thought it was better in terms of the pressure. We had ability to hit the quarterback off the spot a few times, and that was leading for us playing better on third down. We had a screen that got out that we were disappointed in. So those are the small things that we know we can do better. But we did see improvement from last week to this week in that area, and I can expect to see continued improvement there too.
Coach, yeah. One thing that's been a little overshadowed with the offensive success was Robert Alford's pick six. I know how important getting takeaways are for
sure.
You on defense, and you hadn't yet gotten that amount of those that you had wanted. How excited were you that he was able to do that?
Yeah, we were excited for him. We thought we had a couple of chances where the ball was there and we didn't quite make the play on it. And so for him to come through right there at the end, especially scoring on defense, that was good. The second one, we were glad he got down. The game was over at that point. But it is something that we preach about in terms of being ball hawks and making good decisions offensively. So it was important for Rock to come through like he did.
Coach, we're going to see more Justin Hardy returning punts?
Well, that one I think we referred to also last night on the kick return. Weems was up on the hands team, and that's why Justin was back when he was. So as far as more of it, not at this time. We work him quite a bit in that area, but he is a big factor in the way that, you know, on punt return, the way he covers. So he's a big factor in all that we do on teams.
Coach, talk about the protection going up against this front seven and knowing that you're going up against Denver and Von Miller and company this week.
Yeah, we know we'll have our work cut out for us. You know, the edge rushers they have, I think they've got a terrific defense. You know, the way they play their coverage on the back end, the speed that they play with at linebacker, inside they play tough as could be. Carolina's built very strong inside. It's the speed they play with at linebacker, the inside guys. We've got lots of respect for Ely and the outside guys for how they go. So for offensive line, that's every week that's at the front of it. We're at our best when it's run, the play action, where it's not just a drop-back game. I think that was clearly evident yesterday, too.
Coach, can you talk about how you're going to handle this road trip, you know, your road swing?
Sure. I'd be glad to. Yep. We'll head out to Denver on Friday after our practice here, and then post-game in Denver, we'll fly out to Seattle, and we'll conclude our preparation for the next game out in Seattle.
About the thinking that went into that?
Sure. As we went through the offseason, we knew we were going to be playing the AFC West and the NFC West. So we thought if we had the opportunity, and I know Denver's not on the West Coast, but trips what we would call out West, we want to do one of those back-to-back. And you can request that through the league, which we did. You don't know which one you're going to get. But when we had the opportunity to do that, I thought, man, it came at a great time for us, right? You know, at the beginning of the season for our team to spend a whole week together out on the road. I'm really pumped for these guys to have the opportunity to do that.
And where will you work out?
As we're going there, we'll be staying in Seattle, and we'll do a lot of our practice work over at the University of Washington.
If you superimposed some of the film of last year, how clean is the pocket compared? It looks less muddied.
I think the pocket has felt better, and I think it's evident when you see Matt and the pocket's clean and he can still get out to go create, and that was the case on the Tammy touchdown play. It was the case on him scrambling, you know, for a first down where it was still a clean pocket where he saw space where he can go and maneuver. Matt's an athlete that can do that, who can get outside. We see him on the keepers, but then on some of the dropback plays where, oh, now I'm going to hitch up inside and run it, or hitch up inside and then create more time. So Alex Mack is right at the front of that. I thought inside the guards have been stout with Vrucci and Chester. But really, Alex is the one up front kind of directing a lot of the traffic that goes along with that.
Yeah, yesterday, still the pass defense, when it's all in total, gave up a 350 through the air. A lot of that was when you had a two-score lead.
Yeah, still, though, I get the message on that. And it's an area for us that we've got to, you know, keep working at. No reason for us not to finish the fourth quarter, much like we did in the third. So, the game was played differently there towards the end, but it's still an area for us to finish. And so that's why I say we're still growing, we're still improving. We're not where we're going to be yet, but I do, you know, appreciate the work that these guys are putting in. But, yeah, having that many yards, with, I don't know if I'll call them leaky yards, but there were some yards after the catch, which normally when we're playing really tight, really good zone defense, the catch happens and the collision takes place and we're trying to either break the ball up or make a really good tackle. Where yesterday there were some catches and some yards after the catch that bothered us more than normal.
Ryan Poole had some passes deflected yesterday. I think it was a big one towards the end of the first half there. How have you felt about his
Yeah, we played a little bit more man-to-man in this game. And when we played our man-to-man, we expect those guys to stand up, and he was certainly one that did. I thought Marquand had the right matchups of how we wanted to play the game. But, you know, they had some plays, too. I thought Keanu Neal was another one. We played a lot of man-to-man coverage, and he was somebody that, you know, stood up and against a very tough opponent. Greg Olson's one of the tight ends that for years has given me headaches going against him, and he's such a competitor. And the length, the separation that he can create at tight end, he's a handful. So we're glad Keanu stepped up to the challenge.
Point conversion where Cam gets hit at the goal line.
Yep.
Do you throw that one up and talk about playing through the whistle? And you're still allowed to hit guys in this league.
That is. And it was a scoring play. And so I think if we were all in Deion's spot, we would have tried to done the same to see if we can go finish. And so it's unfortunate he got injured on the play, but we wouldn't change how we would have, you know, tried to go and make the play.
You said you're playing more man to man. Is that a Are you working towards improvement, maybe getting Jalen Collins back to play more and more as you go, or is it just a matchup each week you're going to make that decision?
More by week to week, and if there's some times that we want to play more or play less, depending on who we're playing against and how we'll play, that's how we'll suit it. And third down, certainly a factor as you go into that thinking too.
Coach, speaking of man-to-man, as the game evolves, the coaching staff surprised Carolina was still going man-to-man with Julio?
Well, they weren't all of them, you know, as man-to-man goes on some of the big plays that he had. Some were, you know, zones where he had a crossing route where he was able to outrun some guys. So he's such a unique player. And, you know, different times and different coverage that go his way. Oftentimes they might have had good coverage, you know, and he was able to go up and fight for it. But it was a really clear illustration of a really good competitor being at the very top of his game. I think that was the case yesterday.
Dan, among the challenges you'll face in Denver, now you're looking at a situation where you might face one of two quarterbacks.
Right.
Neither of whom you have a lot of tape on. How do you approach it?
I think when you go through those, you basically look at the system and say, okay, let's go through all the snaps and put them all together, and is there anything that changes? What you're looking to find, is there anything that's more unique with one player over another? Oftentimes a team may have one really mobile quarterback and they play one way and one who's a dropback guy. When those kind happen, then you know, okay, this is the plan, adjustments we might make for somebody who's more mobile. With these two, I don't know that information yet in terms of what changes when each guy's in. You know, we'll kind of make that decision, you know, once we hear more information.
And I know all that matters is whether you win or not, but Julio, one catch last week. Is there anything to the idea that you actually can be fresher if you're not beat up week to week? And
I think with him, he takes such great care of himself. He had targets, so, you know, we were throwing to him, and he was still getting hit, you know, the week prior. It just so happened that this week, everything, it was one of those days where it just connects and goes in your way. He's used to a pretty big workload, you know, in terms of the way that he's featured and has been for years. So that part, I don't think, you know, he'll be inhibited. But what I can say is when he has that feeling where he can keep going and keep going, you keep feeding it to him.
FedEx have a pretty tough decision for NFC Player of the Week. You want to help him out, Julio or Matt Ryan? Which one are you going?
Maybe that should be a co-winner.
Coach, back to Coleman. I just got some medical stuff for him.
Okay.
Geno Atkins played out there and a few other people with the trade. Is it a matter of monitoring his ribs, or what's the medical plan for him?
You know what? I have not speaked with the medical staff. You know, we're not aware that there has to be any extreme limitations or rep counts in that way. So if I have any further information that from our medical group, I could update you.
Coach, the first quarter here, what are you most pleased about the football team?
I think the resiliency and toughness that the group has shown. We certainly started off on the wrong foot in our opener, but that kind of having the mental toughness to come back, get right back to our process that we love going through to get ready. So I think the brotherhood that they're creating amongst each other and the resiliency and toughness that they're playing with through the first, you know, four games, that part I'm pleased with and proud to be a part of. We got a long way to go and a lot of work to do, but it is a fun group to be a part of, I'll tell you that.
You talked to the guys about the way things went last year after the 5-0 start and how they took a turn. I mean, is it even something you're addressing with the guys this year?
I think you want to be aware of things because those are Band-Aids you have to rip off. And so, okay, these are areas that we didn't do as well. We're right back in, you know, into the second quarter of things. But as far as last year's team and this year's team, I think it's quite a bit different. The mindset, the attitude, we have a better ability to reset right now as a team, and that's exactly what we're going to, you know, do again today, and that's what we've done. So although the teams are different, I understand the question where it's coming from. Yeah, we learn from experiences and how we can do it better.
Yeah, is there any correlation between we focus on the ball, so we see Julio or somebody make a catch, how the routes are being run by everybody else, and how that actually frees up perhaps somebody, how well and how precise these guys are running these routes?
And the speed, I think, is the difference. You know, the shots down the field, and I thought Gabriel and Aldrick both came through with some big opportunities. We've got some fast guys who line up outside, and the matchups are difficult. Where Sanu and who have such size, where Taylor and Hardy and Aldrick are slot and quick. They can play outside at X where we can haul and try and, you know, take shots like we did to Aldrick yesterday. So the ability for the ball to go to different spots, I think, is a big factor right now. I know Matt feels comfortable, you know, putting the ball to different spots, to different people, and that's been the case so far this year. So we're glad to see that speed out there, that's for sure.